I want to talk about Suzanne's project, which is a project we started in 2011, and to help women farmers have profitable businesses in Turkey. And what I want to talk about is a follow-up survey we did to look at lasting impacts of a business management training program called Suzanne's Project. These are my co-authors, Burhan Özkan and Jenny Carlio. Suzanne's Project began in 2011 as a partnership between Rutgers University and Akdeniz University in Antalya, Turkey. Our mission was to empower women farmers to scale and sustain profitable agricultural businesses by giving them the necessary tools, basically farm business management and technical training. The province of Antalya is very similar to New Jersey. It's agriculture employs a lot of people. That's a little different, but it's diverse agriculture like we have in New Jersey, and a high percentage of the agriculture is greenhouse production, mostly small-scale farmers, but mostly vegetable production as opposed to flowers back here in the States. A study that we did of female farmers in Antalya found that basically men and women work about the same in the greenhouses, about 3 hours a day, but then women work six more hours doing productive and reproductive activities, we call it, household, raising the children, taking care of everything around the house, and men work an extra 30 minutes. So you see that women's burden is much heavier than men. In addition, women are less literate than men. They tend to be less educated. They don't receive information from extension, and they're less paid than men. So we did a feasibility study before we started the project to find out what we could offer to take a project in the U.S. known as Annie's Project, which is meant to help women farmers here in this country, and change that to local conditions in Turkey. So what we did, rather than just the business management component, we also added computer literacy, because when we started, we found that all these women had computers in their homes, but they never touched them. They were for their children, and their hope was that their children would be educated and leave the farm, which is I found to be sad. And we also taught them technical practices, because they were in agriculture because that's what they knew. They had this land. They've been doing it for generations. But nobody really taught them how to do it, so they tend to overuse chemicals, and they're very hungry to get information on sustainable production. So the business management topics that we looked at were financial. We looked at the risk areas that the USDA has identified as risks to farmers, and there are five areas: financial, market, production, legal, and human risk. And we in New Jersey, when we have Annie's Project, we have the women do a business plan on the computer, but we didn't have that in Turkish. We didn't have the money to have it translated and updated it. So we did worksheets, and we had them do homework each day. So we did the program October 24th through November 18th in Kumlija at the local school while their children were at school. We did two different sessions. In the morning, we did it for citrus producers. In the afternoon, for greenhouse producers, primarily producing greenhouse tomatoes. So totally, they had 28 hours of training for each woman. And then this is the survey of the people that completed the course. The average age was 38.4, which is considerably younger than farmers in the U.S., but they had been in farming 18.7 years. Their average farm size was 5.3 hectares. Most of them were married, and it would really be a joint endeavor between them and their husband, but there were 13% that were single and 3% that were widowed. And most of them, 66%, have cash sales less than $50,000 a year, but 5.5% had sales over $300,000 per year. So we followed up with face-to-face interviews in December 2012, which was basically 1.5 years after the course. We had four specific areas that we were looking at. Personal empowerment, which was my biggest motivation for the project, because when I would go to Turkey, and I've been doing that for years, I find that people look down on these women as peasants, and they look down on themselves. They want to do something different. And my feeling, as we've heard from other speakers, is growing healthy food is the most important thing anybody could do. So one of the things about having a business plan, it just totally empowered them, and they were so proud of their mission statement. And I remember this one woman who actually decided to go into college saying my mission is grow healthy food for healthy people. So, you know, what's better than that? So personal empowerment by being proud of what they do and feeling like they're doing something important. We also looked at changes on their crop production business management practices. We asked about suggestions that we could do to improve the course, and then the networking component. Part of this whole idea of teaching women is that they can network with each other. That's where we found that Turkey actually has an advantage over us, is because they already have these goons, they call it, where the women meet once a week or once a month. They don't necessarily always talk about farming, but they're farming villages. People tend to live in the village and then go out to their farms, so it's less isolating than the agriculture here in the U.S., so that's, I think, an advantage. So the feedback from the survey, 100% of them said they were definitely more empowered than they were before the course. And this is the woman that said she was actually going to college now. She said, I've changed my business and I grow more consciously. I gained power. I was only applying pesticides, but now I run a business. So they never thought of themselves as really being in business before. And now she's studying at the university. We also taught them about strategic planning, and they wrote down, every day we had a section, one of those five areas of risk, and then they were given homework, and they came back, and the first 20 minutes of each course was sharing that with other women. So that's how we tended to build networks. So 89% said they had short and long-term goals. 78% said one of those goals was paying off some of their debt. 78% said they want to construct more greenhouses as a long-term goal. Part of that is they're very dedicated to family and passing the money, you know, the business on to their children, or at least wealth in some way. And 67% said they wanted to give their children a better life by building more greenhouses and earning more income. Suhaila said that she learned SWOT analysis. That was one of the things they really loved. I think the two things they liked most were mission statement and SWOT analysis. And even working with my Turkish colleagues, I had a tough time getting them to be convinced that women could do a business plan, because they said they're not educated, they're not like your farmers in the U.S. So I said, but they have brains. If they have brains, they can do it. So she said that she finds her SWOT analysis and her mission and vision statement are very important. Hamadi said that she's established a short-term goal of paying off her debt and long-term goals of constructing new greenhouses, which is fairly typical. And they really liked the technical production, which you use local extension type people there to teach. And it's a harder road to hoe there in Turkey than in the U.S. It makes you appreciate what we have here, because the extension service is totally separate from the university. So you have to deal with a whole different cast of characters, which we don't have to worry about that in the U.S. I'm doing research and extension, and you just don't find that in Turkey. So we did get them taught through the extension people. So 89% said they improved their farming practices, and most of the changes they made were related to fertilization, disease, and insect control, because they had never had any education on that. And also having this access to computers, they can go on the internet now and find information. Nahil said she's improved her farming techniques. She does soil tests. She tests her irrigation water. She's changed her spraying and fertilization so that she's reducing the amount of chemicals that she's using. She's also keeping records for business management. And now she knows what these records mean, and now she has a five-year plan. And the problem is the prices. They still don't have market power because they depend on commissioners. So that's one of their biggest complaints in terms of being able to expand their business. In terms of business management, 100% say they've changed or are planning to change some of their business management practices as a result of Suzanne's project. And the type of changes varied widely. Ursa said that she's changing her personal behavior, and it's actually made her a better husband and wife team, and she now has more respect from her husband. And we tried very hard to make sure this wasn't a battle of the sexes, and in fact, the husbands were very appreciative. They came to dinners when we went back to do the survey, so they want now to have the training as well. As far as their business plans, 44% said they're using business plans, and 22% said that they didn't use their business plans, but they plan to use them in the future. Hermione said she's made marketing improvements, after using taking Suzanne's project, and she's working with her commissioner. So they found out that they have more power than they think they do, that, you know, it's slowly, step by step, and they can make some changes. They like the networking aspect of Suzanne's project. It gave them a sense of camaraderie with other women, and they have more confidence in their own abilities now. And Isa said that sharing her ideas is a very important part of the class. We asked them if they had it to do over, would they suggest whether that we kept it women only or not, and they said 100% of them said yes, we want women only, but we also think that men need similar training. They feel like they can't speak as freely when their husbands are there. Hadda said that she liked all parts of Suzanne's project. There's a huge demand now. We had to sort of ask favors of these women to come because they didn't see the reason at first, but now that they've had the course, now everybody in the village wants to take more courses, and these women want to take more in-depth training. They said, we've learned things that our husbands don't know, but men need this type of training as well. We asked them what they would recommend. Do they recommend the course to other women? And they all said yes, absolutely. And they would all take more courses if they were offered in the future. And Fatma said that she couldn't participate in all the days of the course, but I wish I could have. My friends are telling me how useful it was, and it would help if we could offer it on Friday evenings and possibly in May. So we have to work on timing that works for them. In terms of improving the course, 100% would take the course. They think it should be longer. And of course, when you start, it looks, you know, 6 weeks, that's a lot of, or six sessions, that's a lot of time. But once they're going and see how useful it is, they want it to keep going. They would prefer evening courses, and they would like more information on computers, technical topics, and cost accounting. The finance we had to brush over fairly quickly, but that's a key. So I think that's often, even in the U.S., the toughest part as far as the farm management specialist to get farmers to want. So I think that's very encouraging that that's what they're asking for. How am I doing on time? Okay. 1 minute. Okay. Razia said that the course was not long enough. She was always considered sort of the class clown, or, you know, always getting in trouble. But people like her, but she's very outspoken. So she said that we need more course, and we should do this homework step by step, a little bit more hands-on, do it in the evenings from 6 to 9. And we had the course often 3 days a week. They said only 1 day a week, which is what we do in the U.S. So I understand where they're coming from there. It takes a, you know, it's a lot of work for them to do in addition to their other jobs. So doing it slowly, I think, gives them more time to really do it properly and also for it to kind of sink in. So the results of this in an industrialized country in Turkey, sometimes farming is thought of as backward. They want to move forward, and they think farming is the past. And but educating farmers, I think, is a profession that they can be proud of and educate their children to go get a degree in agriculture business and come back to the farm instead of leave the farm would be great. Instead of tearing families apart, it strengthened the families. They worked together with their many of them are married, so it didn't disempower that at all. One of the things we heard over and over is that, you know, it strengthened us, and now my husband respects me as a business person, not just somebody that's watering the plants. In terms of recruiting participants, once we've had a course in a village, it's no problem at all to recruit them, but if you're going to new villages, there is a little bit of effort involved, so you have to form partnerships to do that. And I think timing, you know, a longer course stretched out over a longer period in the evening is what they consistently say. So we have a web page, a Facebook page, and you can contact me by email. So hopefully I didn't run too much into the next person's time. Okay, nobody. We can all stay later for questions, but we haven't had time for anybody to ask questions.